there's a category of patient that seemingly is growing in an explosive fashion in most practices in the late 1990s, and that is a patient, usually a young patient, who is the first relative of a patient or a family with a high number of sudden deaths, or even, let's say, one sudden death. These patients, again, deserve a very careful workup, looking for some of the obscure causes as well as the common causes of sudden death, and at a minimum deserve an echocardiogram, an EKG, and perhaps based on the situation, a stress test. Many of these patients should have a cardiac MRI to look for right ventricular dysplasia. Often an underlying cause is found, even if the cause of the patient's sibling sudden cardiac death is not known. We've discovered innumerable cases of right ventricular dysplasia and long QT syndrome in the past few years. And then the issue of what to do becomes a major problem for the patient and family alike. A great deal is at stake in these families, as families that have survived the loss of a young one are obviously emotionally fragile. And typically, the physician will do anything to avoid this happening again. In a patient who's completely asymptomatic, yet turns out to have one of these unusual clinical entities, such as a cardiomyopathy, right ventricular dysplasia, or the long QT interval, and one or two siblings have died, I typically recommend that the patient have an ICD implanted. Again, this is because the ICDs have become so user-friendly, so easy to implant, so free of complication, that I think the patient, both physically and emotionally, is best served by having an ICD implanted and not running the risk of another medical and familial tragedy if another young one were to be lost to sudden cardiac death. Certainly, if a history of sudden cardiac death is identified in the family, not middle-aged parents dying of coronary disease, but patients in their teens and 20s dying unexpectedly, then such an aggressive workup is warranted and an ICD should be seriously considered. We have had families in whom as many as three and four siblings have died suddenly, and there's one or two sole surviving siblings, and our threshold for defibrillation therapy in these patients is very low at this juncture. This even holds if the patient, after all is said and done in terms of a workup, turns out to have an entirely normal heart. We recently implanted a defibrillator in such a 29-year-old who'd lost three siblings for no apparent cause, and she herself had a normal heart, but she had an ICD implanted and subsequently has gone on to use that ICD appropriately.